Hello, good morning, and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Leonor Alana, and today's episode is essentially how we are prepping for summer, embracing that hot girl energy. And I love to always do these every season. I know I recently did a morning routine and a little wellness challenge for the summer, but this is more surrounding like beauty, fashion, activities. I always like to still touch on mindset, but all of those things for summer, because summer does start this week officially with the Summer Solstice. So I thought this episode would be appropriate. I recently listened to Peyton Sardin's episode on Note to Self about this. I just thought it was fun. I love to mix up the topics on the pod and have some more lighthearted fun things, and just take from this what you will. This is just like a lot of my current faves and these different things I love for summer, things I love doing, things I'm going to try do this summer. But before we get into the bulk of the episode, I'm currently planning my next Hot Girl Sweat event. I'm so excited. It's going to be at the end of July, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be another spin event. So if you're in Toronto, if you're in the Greater Toronto Area, definitely save the date. It's the weekend of July 20th, I believe, but I'll be posting more on my socials at Alana Bloomberg about that. I'm seeing John Summit this weekend. When you're listening to this, I would have already seen him. It'll be my second time seeing him live, and I'm so excited. I also have my first race of the season on the same day. This couldn't be a more typical Alana thing to do. So I have my Under Armour 10K race at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. So tomorrow, it's Friday when I'm recording this. And then I have John Summit at night. So praying I do not die. I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to be a fun day, and I'm excited to race. A little bit nervous. I have to go pick up my race kit after this. I've been putting it off, but going to go do that. And I'm excited. I'm excited to race. And I think with running, it always helps me personally to have something to work towards. And I know I get asked a lot, like how to stay consistent with running. And I think really having a goal that keeps you accountable helps a lot. And a lot of the times for me, like having a race that I'm signed up to really lights a fire under my ass, because I don't want to be like struggling on race day or be super anxious walking into it. I want to feel super confident, strong, and ready to do it. For me, I don't really set like time goals or anything. Like I do to a degree, but it's more so just like completion and the aspect of doing something that kind of intimidates me. So I'm really excited for that. And I think John Summit will be a great way to celebrate it. I don't know how I feel about it being at Budweiser. I'll report back next week on how that went. I think it's just an interesting venue for a DJ because it's an outdoor arena concert. I don't know what you would call it. Like it's a concert space. Like there's set chairs. Like it's not just an open field. So I don't know. That could be interesting, but I'm really excited. But let's get into the bulk of the episode. We're not going to do current faves because a lot of these things are current faves. So I just thought that might be a little redundant. But nonetheless, let's go on into our mindset. I feel like this is always my mindset in all seasons, in all areas of life, but even more so in the summer because the weather is so great here in Toronto, and I swear the city becomes a completely different environment, and it's so incredible, and I love Toronto summer. It's so much more lively and chaotic and fun, and people are just so much nicer, and they come out of their holes and whatnot. But our mindset this summer is to say yes to more things, but to say yes to things that serve us, to be open-minded, to be spontaneous, to be less uptight and more free-spirited, to unplug from socials, to be offline as much as you can and when you can. Like when you are off work, you are off work. We are not thinking about it. On the weekends, we are really vibing. We're being grounded in the present. We're just focusing on what's happening in front of us and taking it in. We're saying yes to spontaneous plans. We're being open-minded to hanging out with new people, with meeting new people, whether it be in a social environment in terms of like friend groups, or maybe it's a date or anything like that. Just being open-minded, optimistic, carefree, but only saying yes to the things that we know align with us and make us feel really good. And that doesn't mean you're not intimidated or feel uncomfortable about anything. Like, I want you to push yourself and grow as a person this summer still, but just be open-minded to new experiences, new people, because it might just surprise you. And I think that's really important. But let's go on to beauty. I think beauty and fashion are probably like my favorite parts. I love fashion and beauty. I always have. And I think they're fun things to play around with. I swear I always feel like so anxious in my chest when I'm recording. I don't know why, and I've spoken about this before. But it is what it is. I think I just care so much about you guys and want to chat and express everything, and I just have to calm myself down so that it articulates well into your ears, because I don't want to sound like a frantic mess to you guys. Also, recording by myself and being a solo host definitely gives me vocal fry a lot, and I apologize. I get complaints about it sometimes, but it's just my voice. Okay, SPF always. I put on SPF on my face every single day. I try to put on my body now if I'm spending a lot of time outside and being very conscious of the sun and protecting my skin. On my face, I really love the La Roche-Posay Tinted Mineral Face Sunscreen. This is like my diehard. I've gone through probably like 4 bottles. It's cheaper on Amazon than in the drugstore, I find, at least in Canada. Maybe in the US or elsewhere, it could be different. But really love this one. It's mattifying, so you're not going to be like super glowy or shiny. I find a lot of face sunscreens can do that. So I really love it. And then I love that it has a tint, so it helps just like even out your complexion. It's very light. It's like a tinted moisturizer vibe. And I just think it's perfect. I'm really tempted to try out, I think it's the Kosas Beam, the Sunbeam. Anyways, the Kosas sunscreen, but I think it's glowy and I might not like it. But I've heard really great things about it. In terms of body sunscreens, I love Hawaiian Tropics. I love Neutrogena. I love the brand Vacation for like body sunscreens. And I used to be a really hardcore spray sunscreen girl, but honestly, I want to say the past 2 years, I really just have found preferred creams. I feel like I can apply it better. I feel like less product is wasted. It's more hydrating. I don't know. I just prefer it so much more. But Hawaiian Tropics, I actually wore their new hyaluronic acid one on my body yesterday when I went on a run, and I really liked how it felt. It smelled good. I didn't feel like sticky or anything. So highly recommend that one. I also like their, I think it's like the Hydration Silk or whatever one. It's like a cream and a white marbled bottle. Also like Sunbum, but definitely feel like I go towards Hawaiian Tropics, Neutrogena, and Vacation when I can. Vacation I can't really pick up in stores here. It's an online order situation, but Hawaiian Tropics is a solid choice. I love blush all year round, but specifically in the summer, I feel like I can get away with trying out more fun colors because I have more color in my face. But I love the Nude Sticks Nudies. You guys know I always talk about this. I love Sunkissed. It's that perfect Sunkissed look. Like, it gives you like that burnt blush look. And I love matching that with Picante. That's actually what Sophia Richie wore on her wedding day. She wore Picante on top of Sunkissed. I love how it looks. Picante, it's an orange blush, and it honestly was really intimidating to me at first, but I really do love it, and I think it looks so beautiful, especially if you have a bit of a glow or a deeper complexion. It's really beautiful. I also love layering the Say Do blush and Baby on top of Sunkissed. I think that's really pretty. And I also love the Dior Glow blush in 001 Pink. I usually do that on top of the Sunkissed and the Baby, and then I do Dior. Yes, it's a lot of blush, but I love it so much. I think if I were to do a really minimal, I would do my La Roche-Posay Tinted Mineral Sunscreen, my Nudies in Mascara. I love the Panorama Mascara from L'Oreal, and then Brow Gel. I really like the Tinted Refi Brow Gel right now. If I just needed like a few things to step out of the house and feel a bit more presentable, that's what I'm doing. I love a good contour. I have really been, and this also goes on to like foundation and concealer and whatnot, I have stopped buying products that are too dark for me in an attempt to make myself look tanner. I think it just looks bad. I think it looks so much better when you just embrace whatever your natural skin tone is at that point in the year, whether you're really pale or you have more color or you naturally have a deeper skin tone. I think just like embracing your skin for what it is, and also like really paying attention to what your skin tone is. Are you cooler? Are you warmer? Are you neutral? Do you have like more pinks? Do you have more of like a green or blue undertone? Like really being aware of that, and then buying makeup products to complement that, whether it be your contour, your bronzer, your concealer, your foundation. There are so many girls I see online who have more of a cool tone, skin tone, and they're buying such warm foundations or like face products. And I just think it looks so bad. And it would look so much better if they just bought their actual shade. I don't know. I think it looks so much better and your makeup looks so much less patchy. And I don't know, it looks so much better. Like, I promise you guys, like, stop buying contour and bronzer, foundation, tinted moisturizer, whatever it is. That is too dark for you. Like, I don't even really use tinted bronzy drops or anything like that anymore. And like, my skin obviously has been more tan, but I don't know. I just try to buy products that match what my skin tone is as it is, and I don't really try to change it. You can warm up the skin with a bronzer that complements your skin and blushes, but I don't try to like get the bronzer that's too dark for me, if you get what I'm saying. And I'm telling you that like the minute you start to just embrace your natural skin tone and to buy products that actually match and complement it, your makeup will look a million times better, like so much better. It will literally look like a makeup artist did your makeup, and you will feel so much hotter, so much prettier, so much more confident. If you're truly going for that no makeup look or like that flawless look, buy the right products, buy the right shades, the right undertones, etc. But nonetheless, for contour, I really love the Milk Makeup Sculpt Stick, not the bronze one, like the sculpt one, because it's cool toned and toasted, which is like the lightest color. It works for me when I'm paler, it works for me when I'm darker, and it just blends so easily. I'm just hitting pan on it now, and I still have quite a bit to go. I mean, I've had it since January, so I've had it for at least like 6 months. So I think it's small but mighty. And I also really love the Makeup by Mario Skin Perfector in light medium. I use this more as like a bronzer, and I'll put this on as like finishing of my makeup routine. For concealer / foundation, I really love using minimal concealer and foundation in the summer. I love having my freckles pop through. I get freckles like on my nose and kind of under my eyes. I also don't like to have something super heavy on my face, especially if it's like hot out or humid. I'm probably just gonna sweat it off even if I'm using a primer. Love the Refi primer. Also really love the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk primer. I prefer more of like a hydrating primer as opposed to like a grippy primer. Like, I don't know if I would like the Milk Cosmetics Hydro Grip one. I do have it, but I've been scared to try it, to be honest. Just really love a super minimal concealer application. I tried out the NARS Creamy Concealer yesterday and really loved it. I have it in shade Vanilla for reference. I really love how it looks. I'm wearing it today. I also am a diehard Kosas fan. I think I have shade 3.2 in that. Love the Rare Beauty Eye Brightener as well. But honestly, if I can get away with just using like a brightening eye cream, then I will do that. Less is more in the summer. I'd rather just have some blush, a little contour, mascara, brow gel, and call it a day. For eye creams, I really been loving the Caudalie Vino Perfect one. Also love the Neutrogena Caffeine eye cream from the Hydro Boost line. It's really good. And actually, for like date nights going out, I'm really not a foundation girl, but yesterday I tried the NARS Light Reflecting Foundation for the first time, and I personally really loved it. I applied it with my hands. I put a half a pump on the back of my hand and then dotted it on my face and then literally just blended it in with my hands, and it really did look like skin. I am so anal about foundations, tinted moisturizers, any of that shit. I hate when I can see it if I look in the mirror. Like, I hate it with a passion. I don't want it to be detectable on my skin, and this one looked perfect. So it's a light reflecting foundation. I somehow nailed my color matching online without even having foundations, really. I have a few that I've been sent by a few brands, but I truthfully never really grab for them because I just rather show off my skin and feel like it looks better. But know how sometimes your makeup just doesn't make up because you're not wearing enough? I really wanted my makeup to make up last night, and so I tried out this foundation, guys, and truly loved it. I also really remember liking the Laura Mercier. I forget what the foundation is called, but I really liked that one. It was like a luminous kind of type thing. On to if you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese, It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly, and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Nails. I really love neutral nails, especially in the summer. I love shades like Bubble Bath, Love Is in the Bear, Baby Take a Vow, Funny Bunny. I never do more than 2 coats. I prefer a more sheer look. I ask personally for an oval almondy shape. I don't want it to be too pointy, but I don't want it to be too wide, like more of a narrow oval. Also, been loving, I got pink French, like a baby pink French or medium. I did Mode About You for my tips, and I really like that, or a white French. Toes are always white. Whenever I've tried a different color, I've hated it. I always get Alpine Snow by OPI. I'm a big OPI gal. Hair. If you have curly hair like me, but you do not like wearing it curly, humidity in the summer is your worst nightmare because it will make your styled look into your natural curls and chaotic and frizzy and weird. The Color Wow Dream Coat has changed my life. You need to use it properly though. In order for it to work, you have to literally coat and drench your hair in this product. It won't make your hair greasy because it's water-based. From root to tip of your hair, go section by section, comb it out, and then blow dry it straight, then style as you wish. It will make sure your hairstyle holds maybe 95% in the humidity, no matter what it is. You won't get all these random curls or weird, funky things happening. Love hydrating hair products in the summer. I find my hair gets pretty dry, especially if I'm going in the pool a lot or anything like that. I love anything from the Orbe Gold Lust hairline, a good leave-in. I really like the Pureology one or the Unite one. And then love a butterfly haircut. I'm actually getting my hair trimmed next week and I'm going to ask my hairdresser, Alyssa. I go to Alyssa Money Hair in Toronto. She works out of Studio Colette. It's kind of near like Young and Egg area, but I'm going to ask for a butterfly haircut. My curtain bangs are pretty grown out right now, and I don't know if I want to keep it like this or if I want to trim them again. Like going back and forth on it, but I think I want a butterfly haircut. I feel like it just gives me so much shape and volume to my hair, and it's super flattering. Highly recommend. We just love healthy looking hair. Get your 3-month trim, get those dead ends cut off. It will look so much better and it will style so much better. Really been loving like curling my hair, almost like the 2009 Miley Cyrus hair. I think it's 2009, like when she was like Miley Stewart, like the loose beachy straight end wave situation. Anyways, love that right now. And then lips. I've been loving a more just like naturally glossy lip. I love the Sisley lip balm. It's the Phyto lip balm in Pink Glow. It's a pH adjusting lip balm. It feels really nice and I think it looks really pretty. Also love more of a lip liner that matches your lip color, maybe a tad darker. For me, I really love the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk liner or the Iconic Nude. Also really love MAC Cosmetics Whirl. Those are perfect shades for my lip shade, but I like to do that overline a little bit in the center, Mary Philips style. But those are all the beauty things for this summer. On to fashion. I think it's so funny that I'm so obsessed with longer jean shorts, think jorts, Bermuda kind of vibe, when all I used to want when I was younger, the shortest shorts possible. But you know what? I don't like my ass coming out of my shorts. I like feeling comfortable. I don't like having to worry about pulling my shorts down every 2 seconds. Really love the longer jean shorts. I've gotten pairs from Zara. I've thrifted pairs. My favorite pair is a pair of thrifted Levi's. Highly recommend. Also love a good basic cotton tank. You can either get from Aritzia. I personally really love Brandy Melville's. Love a boat neck tank or asymmetrical tops. Really into those. I think the boat neck is super flattering. Same with the asymmetrical tank tops, like the ones that are twisted and go off the shoulder. In terms of like brands for that, I love Reformation. I love Artless Forever. Aritzia has some really nice ones. I have like this double lined mesh one from Brandy. I also really love an open back top. I think they're so sexy and classy for summer. Really into like more hip length tops. I don't like anything super cropped anymore. I actually find on my body type, if you have like a shorter torso and longer legs, low to mid rise bottoms and then a longer top make your waist look so much smaller. I feel so much curvier. I feel like it accentuates my figure so much nicer than if I were to wear like something high-waisted. Unless it's a monochromatic look, I feel like it just cuts me off and doesn't flatter my body as much. I feel like it almost makes me look wider when I wear high-waisted things. Love a good tube top. My favorite are the contour tube tops from Aritzia, the longer ones, not the waist length. I don't know if it's the hip one. It's like in between the hip and the waist. Also love a mini skirt. However, I'm on the hunt for the perfect low-rise mini skirt in black. If you have a recommendation, please let me know. I hate when they're too long. I hate when they're too short. I hate when they also make me feel boxy, so definitely on the hunt. I feel like Reformation has the best one. Meow has really cute ones, but they're really short, and I think my ass would be out of them. Also, really into dresses. I've really been embracing like being feminine and classy, but also comfortable in the way that I'm dressing. Like, I'm definitely wearing skirts and dresses more. I'm starting to wear heels more, which is like a big thing. And like boots and whatnot, and like switching up from just wearing sneakers all the time. Although I do love a fun sneaker. I've been eyeing Alohas a lot, but I really love I feel so sexy and classy and feminine when I'm wearing a dress or a mini skirt. And almost when I'm like more covered up, I feel more sexy, which I think is so funny. And like probably a lot of girls in their 20s go through this, but I feel like when you're younger, you think like more skin on show makes you feel more sexy and feminine. And like now for me, it's the opposite. Like I don't want my legs and my stomach and my chest on show anymore. Like I just want to pick one. Like if I'm wearing a mini skirt and like a boat neck tank top or boat neck shirt and like just having like my legs on show is like what I prefer, as opposed to like in the past, I probably would have worn a mini skirt and a crop top and heels or something kind of absurd like that. I don't know. I want to leave more to the imagination, and it feels nice wearing clothes that cover and you don't have to worry about constantly like adjusting them or making sure things aren't popping out. I don't know. I also feel like I've done a little bit of some trial and error with the bar and seeing little case studies, if you will. I feel like the caliber of men that you attract when you are dressed more classy is so much better. Less is more, ladies. Dress classy this summer, but love dresses. Pepper mayo dresses are so good. They fit so well. I have been nothing but impressed. I actually want to put in an order for some more. I just love a good mini dress. I think they're so classic and their dresses are just so flattering and they're not that expensive and really good quality, honestly. Also love a good high quality sweats for cooler mornings or nights or to like throw over. My two favorites right now, of course, Aritzia Mega Boyfriend line. I love their stuff. And then Elwood. I just love the material of Elwood. I love the colors. I love the fit. It's just so perfect. Definitely check out Elwood. It's what I would recommend. And I'm definitely into hats right now. I'm in my trucker hat era. I love the color blocking. I think it's so fun. My hair is a little bit greasy. I'll put one on with a big hoop. And I think it's so cute. In terms of heels, going all over the place over here. But in terms of heels, I've really been loving sandal heels. Like think strappy, square toe. I love the ones that like go in between the toes in the middle, like more of like a 90s look. I just think they're so sexy and classic and feminine. Also love a good pointed sling, especially with a pair of jeans or even a skirt. I think it's so pretty and they're just so flattering on the foot. And I feel so classy and sexy when I'm wearing heels. For so long, it's all about comfort going to the bar, and I still very much am. But I don't know, there's something empowering about being in a pair of heels, whether it's a strappy sandal heel, a pointed sling back, or even like a heeled booty. I think it's so fun and I love it. Still a big fan of fun sneakers. Like I said, have had my eyes on Alohas. I really like the silver metallic ones. I think they're so cool. I love Gazelles, Sambas, and Speciales. I find Gazelles and Sambas are too flat of a shoe for me and make me look a bit stompy because I am shorter and slightly curvier. So they're not the most flattering on me personally, but I love the look of them. And my Reebok Club C's in the vintage colorway. Like it's like the cream off-white with light blue accents. I love, and then I've really been wanting a pair of good cowboy boots. I've really been in my country era. You guys have come to the dark side. I've been listening to Country Mix, the playlist that like gets curated for you on Spotify all morning and pretty much all week. It's concerning because I said I was never going to be a country girl, but here I am, and I blame myself for hanging out at Paris, Texas, and Toronto too much. If you know, you know, which is a country bar for those who don't, but I'm in my country era. That's just the vibes. We're in the country era, but I really want a good pair of cowboy boots. I got a crappy pair off of Amazon last year for Coachella, like knee-high ones, and I honestly hated them, and they were so cheap and gross. I'm pretty sure I threw them out because they were just like so done for, but I want a good pair. I've heard Tecovas are really good. I've been told that like you don't have to break them in. I definitely need to like just pull the trigger and get a pair. I've been told Tecovas. There's another pair that I've been highly recommended. I forget. I'll link it in the show notes, but I really want a pair of cowboy boots. And then jewelry. I love dainty jewelry for everything, like necklaces, bracelets, rings, dainty hoops during the day. But at night, I love to switch my earrings, typically like my first and second hole on both ears, to more of a statement piece. I love my earrings from The Perfect Hoop. They are not too heavy. I think they look so good. I get so many compliments on them. I'll link the exact pairs that I have in the show notes as well. I really, really love them. I think they're gold plated, so I would try not to get them wet too often, but if you're just like wearing them for nights out, they won't rust or tarnish or anything. And then workouts. I'm all about being outside as much as possible in the summer. So whether you're going on a hot girl walk, you're going on your run, maybe you're playing pickleball, maybe you're playing volleyball or something, going swimming. I really love being outside as much as possible. For runs, I love running in the city, through parks, by the waterfront, go to run clubs. Also have been loving Pilates. You guys know I love doing hot Pilates at Jaybird. I love doing a reformer moment. And I've also also been into doing hot yoga as well. I never thought I'd say this. I find yoga, and I still do like certain instructors and types of yoga classes I don't really love, but I personally have been really loving the build at Jaybird. It's a bit more of a faster paced yoga. I don't know what that would translate in terms of like traditional yoga terms, but it's three flows that build up in pace and challenge, like how challenging they are. And in between each one, you do a little cardio burst. And I just really love it. I love going to Brendan's class at Jaybird. He teaches the build. Highly, highly recommend if you live in Toronto or if you live in Vancouver to go to the build at Jaybird. But it's in an infrared studio and I love it. I guess like Power Core, is that what it is in the States? The yoga studio that everyone goes to, I feel like that would be a good equivalent if you have one near you. And then in terms of summer activities, I love a good patio moment. I love either grabbing drinks on the patio or having a quick bite. They're like snacks or like a full meal on a patio. If a restaurant has a patio in the summer, I will be sitting on it. If they ask me indoors or the patio, patio, please. Also love just hanging out in the park. I love in Toronto, like hanging out in Trinity Bellwoods a lot. I love just the energy. Like it's always full with so many people. Just grabbing a blanket, books, games, and or drinks, and just like hanging out, especially going for sunset, is so nice and so much fun. Bar hopping on a fun street in Toronto. I love to bar hop on Ossington. Really good vibes. Going to baseball games, especially because it's like an open dome. Biking, hiking on trails, walks for ice cream at night is always a good time. Backyard dinners. If you have a backyard and can host people and make dinner and have like a super cute, fun night in, always a good vibe and so much fun. And then lastly, before we wrap this episode up, drinks of choice for the summer. I'm an Aperol Spritz girl all the way. Also love a good Marg and espresso martini, as you guys know. I also love my Element. Electrolytes and liquid IV, super important if you are running, going in the sauna, if you're spending a lot of time outside and you're sweating a lot, to make sure you replenish those electrolytes. Love a good iced vanilla latte, love a good smoothie in the summer, whether it's vanilla, berry, or chocolate concoction. Definitely my faves, but this is my hot girl summer starter kit. I hope you guys enjoyed. I would love to hear what you guys are doing this summer, your mindsets, your tips, all the things that you are doing to make the most of this summer. I love you guys so much, and I would love if you could leave a rating or a review. I love reading them. I love seeing what you have to say. I'm very appreciative of your feedback always. I love seeing when you guys post that you're listening to the pod on socials, whether it be on your stories and a reel and a TikTok, whatever it is. I love and appreciate it so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.